What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Mac, I feel you. Good choice, good choice. I like it. Well done. He must be feeling good because we talked good about the Giants.
Hey, man, it's preseason.
A-Mac is feeling his oats a little bit.
No.
Okay. Did you like Abdul Carter?
Now that.
That I got you all lathered
that
up?
That was impressive.
Attaboy. Attaboy. There you go.
I can just expand really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Of course you can.
My thing with Abdul just covering the Big Ten and watching him in last year at Penn State. First of all, last year was his first year as an edge rusher. And the fact that he had that type of year, remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But his weakness was always run defense. We didn't get to see too much of that on Saturday. He only had about six snaps. And then the times that they did run, I believe they ran opposite side of him and they had tight ends blocking him.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to see how he holds up in the run defense against bigger, stronger NFL-like tackles. But those pass rush moves against the first team offensive linemen in Buffalo, man, were they amazing. You can already see how he's grown from his first year to an edge rusher to now being in the league and second year as an edge rusher. He looks really good.
I mean, he is going to be a terror. Just like if he can stay healthy, he's just going to be by himself a dynamic pass rusher, I think. But when you combine him with Brian Burns, hopefully a healthy Dexter Lawrence, and for however long Kayvon Thibodeau is around, I mean, you have four guys that can just flat out get after it. I think the Commanders' offensive line, and I know my guy, Double A, who I'll bring up here, has been screaming about the Giants plus the 6.5 all summer long. But I think this is part of the reason why Double A is so confident in his beloved Giants against the Commanders, right, Double A?
Well, the line did drop on all sites from 7 down to 6.5 again. So I guess some people in Vegas think those preseason games are going to take some precedence into setting the week one betting line.
See, I didn't even realize it had gone up to 7. Okay. I mean, you know me, line spread. I mean, I'm all over it. I'm just like a regular Kevin Sheehan.
Well, listen, the part that's so disappointing about Saturday is not the score or that with 30 people didn't play or whatever. It's the Jordan McGees that are hurt again, the Sam Hartmans, who they gave a fair amount of money to as an undrafted free agent last year. That guy Moore, who's been in the league 10 years, dropping passes. Eddie Goldman getting pushed around. I just hope everybody understands that this team still has a lot of glaring needs at linebacker. I mean, Chris, I got the ESPN up now. You got Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu as your starting linebackers, and then Nick Ballore and Jordan McGee are their backups to go with Kane Medrano and Cam Arnold, whoever Cam Arnold is. And I know they brought the kid in from Miami, but
right,
we
Duke Riley,
think
yeah.
at linebacker if somebody, you know, somebody goes down
yeah.
and you know, wide receiver. I mean, listen, they better just get ready to run the ball, use Austin Eckler. You know, our boy Linus was going off and insulting everyone on the radio yesterday, hanging up on people. He was so fired up because the telephone tough guys on Twitter were getting to him. And I just told him, I was like, listen, you know, this team still has some talent deficiencies. This is what happens. I can't even tell you how many crap holes that I cleaned up in my previous career and going in and having to instill accountability cultures and everything everywhere you go. And the other people were like Doc says, they're bank robbers. So, I mean, I do question, though, maybe Dan Quinn's practicing methods, because I've heard that his training camps compared to others are kind of powder puffish. And you saw that out there against a hungry New England team on Friday. So,
well, I mean, listen, that is not something that's been talked about a whole lot here, because, you know, like what I wasn't sure of is how much the NFL in general across the board has changed from when we were younger, right? And I've got mm-hmm. a couple of years on you. And, you know, when I first started covering this team on an everyday basis back in 2009, they were still doing two-a-days. And sometimes somebody was telling me that Coach Joe in part two in 2007 was doing like sometimes three practices in a day, right? So the NFL as a whole has become soft like cream cheese. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But then certain coaches do, I think, take it an extra notch. I think, like, you know, and again, without being there, it's hard to compare. But from what I've heard, Sean McVay is a high tempo, but very easy on the guys. They don't play a lot in the preseason, if at all. Dan Quinn is a little bit of a mix of both. What I have seen is, again, a lot of tempo stuff, but not certainly, I guess the best way I can look at it is, you know, I haven't seen a lot of one-on-one type periods, whereas I used to see that a lot in my in previous coaching iterations. Like, to me, that's always something that I look for in terms of the competitiveness, in terms of the fire and the energy and the brimstone and all that stuff, right? Do you have a lot of one-on-one periods, whether it be offensive linemen, defensive linemen, corner, wide receiver? That I don't see a lot of in a Dan Quinn training camp.
Well, I'm a firm believer in you play the way you practice. And you know, some of these guys, because we were a relatively healthy team last year.
Yeah.
If some of these guys, especially at linebacker or receiver, are called upon, these backups, I'm not mad at them, because they had all 33 new players last year and they still have some of them left. I had to re-sign a bunch of guys to one-year deals this year. You play the hand you're dealt. But I just think that I'm looking for a better showing this Monday, because, one, I'll be there, but, two, is you're going against Burrow and Chase and all them, but it's a vanilla offense. So if they're going down the field like a hot knife through butter over and over and over, then that's a problem if you don't see any improvement. But I do question the practice methods. I do think he's a little light on them.
Yeah, I mean, listen, again, I don't think you're unfair. I mean, I want to be careful. I don't want to be irresponsible and say, oh, I know what it's like in 30 other camps. I don't.
Right.
You know, well, it's just what you hear, just what you sense, and just what reporters are saying. I think Dan Quinn is very, like, one of the things that was kind of, like, disappointing to me early on in camp was, like, Laramie Tunsil, who I understand is an All-Pro, and I got it, but he had, like, two of the first 4 days off of training camp. And I'm like, okay, is this going to be? I understand.
Powder puff.
I understand how, like, you want to take care of guys, and I understand you want to keep them fresh, but he's probably not going to practice on many Wednesdays, if any, during the regular season. And it's a new system. It's a new scheme. It's new terminology. He led the world in false starts last year. I would like a little bit more of a crack your whip mentality, but I understand when you've won 12 games in your first year at the helm and then 14 overall, you can pretty much walk on water and do whatever you want to do and get away with it.
Well, there's going to be a hungry, hellified Giants team coming in here week one. Like I said, they're playing week to week, that coaching staff, that head coach and that GM, and they are going to come down here flying around, and they're, you know, again, it's preseason, okay, but if we don't have more intensity and forget about last year, because last year is last year, you know, we're gonna have some problems, because we there is no layups this year. I'll give Linus credit. I gave him the terminology, but there's no layups this year. There's no easy games. This is a going to be a hard schedule week to week, big time.
I hear you. I appreciate it, Double A. Thank you, my friend.
You got it, bud.
I hear you. Yeah, Linnell's all upset at you guys for talking trash at him to social media. One of the first things he said to me on the sideline yesterday was, "Have you seen all the comments? See, this just proves that I'm awesome, that I'm the best there is and the best there was and the best there ever will be, because people respond to me." And then the next thing he says is people are bitching and moaning and screaming at him and calling him all sorts of things that they shouldn't really be calling him by any stretch. And I'm not talking about, like, really, really bad words, but I'm talking about, like, I don't know, like, I'll let him just kind of talk about it, because I know he's talked about it. I just, you know, people, relax. Strong opinions are what makes this industry, what makes this part of the business. If we were all Casper Milquetoast and sitting on a fence with a spoke up our ass, you wouldn't want to listen, would you? It was at that point. Wow. Do you know who John Bernthal is, Mac?
No. Who is this?
I don't know who John Bernthal is. Apparently, he does a weekly podcast. So do I. I mean, I do a daily podcast. I don't know who this guy is, but apparently, he's somebody that people know because he's at Commanders camp today, and he's on the field talking to Cliff Kingsbury and Jeremy McNichols. So whoever he is, I don't know who he is. His podcast is called Real Ones with John Bernthal. I mean, I'd kill to have his subscriber level, 1.09 million subscribers. But I don't know who he is, to be honest with you. Never have heard of him, but he's on the field, or he was on the field, according to Ben Standing, who took a picture of him and called him a celeb sighting. And, he's not on the field. It's kind of like behind the field goal post, but hanging out with Cliff Kingsbury and Jeremy McNichols. How about that? How do you like them apples? Let's get to Dr. Sabah, who maybe is back from vacation in Saratoga. Where are you, Doc?
Hey there, Christopher. I am on Highway 95, about 20 miles north of my hometown of Rocky Mount.
I've been driving
since 5:17 this morning. Woo. We left Saratoga, and my husband just took over the last little hour for him. We just stopped at that Oasis Dunkin' Donuts
right after
we hit the Rona Rapids. Mm. So we're about an hour and a half away, so we're probably an hour and 15 minutes away now.
Okay.
So almost at the home landing.
Okay.
And I was listening. Hey, it definitely helps the trip go by, that's for sure.
Well, the whole goal is to not make people fall asleep by listening to my insane dribble.
Oh, no, y'all fire me up. You talking about polarizing, yeah. So, first of all, shout out to Athan. Of course, you know, me and him, we think alike a lot of times.
Yes!
The canines out there, you know,
yes! Yes.
And I'm laughing again, even though when they criticize me, I know it's all out of love. And so that's what talk radio is supposed to be about,
mm-hmm.
a conversation, you know. So I got something for you. I think Mark Sluretz said something, and he said, you know, the preseason games, They may not count, but they matter. And we should be playing our starters. We should be getting better. I mean, Jaden Daniels, second year, he's arrived. I mean, Tom Brady played in preseason games. And then people say, well, they're going to get hurt. And I'd rather them get hurt in the preseason game than in the regular season. How'd that work out for Aaron Rodgers? He didn't play it down in the very first play, whatever. Boom. His Achilles is gone. I mean, you know, so I'd rather know ahead of time if my guys, because a lot of these non-contact injuries are getting ready to happen. Like they're from chronic use and they're just getting ready to happen. So let it happen in preseason if it's going to happen. But you can't be scared. And I'm sorry, but these guys should want to play in preseason because you're supposed to love the game. So the game did disturb me some, only in the fact that we treated it as coaches and players like it wasn't important, like it didn't matter. Like I said, it didn't count, but it definitely matters. So Jaden and the gang better get out there next week because let me tell you, we're about, what, five lucky plays for not even making the playoffs. A drop pass by Malik Nabers, a no kicker, Giants, no kicker. That Smith guy, the wide receiver with Pickett, played the game, dropped the pass that could have sealed the game for them. The Chicago guy taunting the fans while the Hail Mary's being thrown. That's just like a handful that I can think of. And
oh, yeah.
Like the other gentleman mentioned, we shouldn't even won the Tampa game. Yeah. Not lucky there.
Yeah.
So don't think you've arrived, okay? So I'm worried about this coming year because it sounds like our team is exhaling. And that's the last thing you can do in the NFL is exhale. You better be on your toes every practice, every game, every period, every minute, all the time, or else you're going to get caught.
I want a sense of urgency that clearly we did not see on Friday. And maybe
None.
Leading up to that,
Zero.
I did see a little bit more urgency at the beginning of practice yesterday. Then it was kind of a normal practice. I'm going to give you the details on something that's going to be happening tomorrow, Doc, coming up here in a little bit, which I do think is a good sign. There were a couple of things that I've been pleased with so far since that beatdown on Friday night that make you go, all right, okay, they're not just sitting back and doing nothing. They're trying to change things up. They're trying to do some things differently with the extra time that they have and with the fact that they got absolutely destroyed. Again,
I don't want them walking around with their chest out. They need to have their heads down, looking in a playbook and figuring out a way to win game one against the Giants.
No doubt.
Okay?
No
I don't need them boasting about how great they are. They've done nothing.
No doubt. No doubt.
Thank you, buddy.
I hope you had a good trip. Be safe, all right?
And, I did lose my money, and my husband won't give me in his winnings. I don't understand.
Well, you know.
Somehow, some way.
I mean, you just said
that the night will turn,
yeah,
and there'll be a pocket that might get a hand inside of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you just say this. You just say, I'm the boss, and you have to give me my money. Not your money, my money.
But my husband has a pronoun problem. He keeps saying things are his. It's mine. What's his is mine. What's mine is mine. We got to go over the pronouns in our household.
There you go. I like that. Is what's his is mine, and what's mine is mine.
What's mine is mine.
Exactly. There you tell him, Doc. You tell him. All right. Be safe.
I know all the guys out there can relate.
There you go.
All right.
That is Dr. Sabah, always an interesting odyssey. Let's put it that way. An update on Landon Dickerson, the Eagles Pro Bowl guard, when we return. And my conversation with first-round offensive tackle Josh Connerly Jr. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, before we get to Josh Connerly Jr., the Commanders' first-round pick, after his NFL debut, granted, in a preseason game, a good conversation I had with him after yesterday's practice. It's short. It's like 3.5 minutes, so don't go anywhere. We'll play that in a sec. First, we wanted to give you the update on Landon Dickerson, the Eagles' multi-time Pro Bowl guard, left guard. According to Adam Schefter, thought to have suffered a meniscus injury in his right knee. He is getting additional options, whatever that means, to determine the next course of action and how long he might be sidelined. So that sounds like, presumably it's a torn meniscus, whether it's a partial tear, whether it's a full tear. I mean, that could be anywhere from, 3 to 8 weeks, maybe longer, which would be a pretty big blow for the Eagles. Remember, they lost Mekhi Becton in free agency, their right guard. So Dickerson was banged up in the NFC Championship game. And then remember, Cam Jurgens went out, their center. And I think Dickerson had to play at center, if I'm not mistaken. There's a bunch going on. But, man, that would be a pretty tough blow for the Eagles going against, especially, again, already having to make a change at right guard, going against Micah Parsons. The Cowboys are still in a urination contest with Micah Parsons. Dan Orlovsky said something genius, I guess, this morning on Get Up. I don't think they like each other. Really, Dan? What would make you think that? When Micah Parsons went ham on the Cowboys on Instagram a week and a half ago, saying basically he wanted to go to divorce court? You don't think they like each other right now? I'm sure $42 million a year would solve some of that, if and when Jerry's going to pay it. Oh, wait a second. That's right. Jerry's got a documentary he's got to promote. I forgot about that. And then there's CeeDee Lamb, who got absolutely drilled by an official just trying to do his job. And I'm sure the official probably took a lot of abuse from all you dum-dums on Twitter. The official was just trying to do his job. He was running on the white paint, man. He was running after a deep ball that C.D. Lamb already decided to celebrate. And C.D. got trucked. He's fine. He's okay. It was more dumb than anything.
And by the way, the pass wasn't caught.
Yes. The irony. But if CD was out there, he probably would have caught it, right?
We will never know.
I tell you. So that's the story. The Cowboys, by the way, just in case you can't, I mean, we went over the Giants and their performance. The Cowboys lost 31-21 to the LA Rams. Of course, no Matthew Stafford. Stetson Bennett played the whole game. Two touchdowns, an interception, 188. They ran the ball pretty well, did the Rams, which has been kind of more of a Sean McVay thing over the last couple of years anyway, and it's, of course, smart. Sean McVay understood what I understood many, many, many years ago. The running game is the most important thing to a good offense. And he has absolutely utilized it to no end. And they didn't even have, what's his name, who they just gave to a contract extension. God, who am I? Why am I forgetting the Rams starting running back's name? The kid from Notre Dame.
Kyren Williams?
Yeah, there you go. Kyren Williams. There you go. Attaboy. Attaboy. Cowboys losing 31-21. Again, nobody should go crazy. We know the Cowboys are going to be a mixed bag. Of course, a lot of it will depend on Dak Prescott's health. They're already missing Tyler Guyton on the offensive line. Now, they got some decent news on him a couple of weeks ago, so he should be back, if not for the season opener, early in the season. We don't know about Micah Parsons. We don't know. We know they're without DeMarcus Lawrence. One of their other young linebackers, Overshown, I think is going to miss part of the season. So the Cowboys are going to be an interesting situation. And they take on the Eagles at Philadelphia to open up the NFL season on Thursday, September 4th. All right, time for a trending alert right here, right now. Again, Josh Connerly coming up next, right after the trending alert. So stay tuned for that right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Nationals won 2 out of 3 over the weekend. How about them? They are in Kansas City tonight after beating San Francisco in that weekend series. Still a robust 23 games under 500 at 47-70. The Royals at 58-60. They have dropped off some. First pitch 7:40 and 7:10. The pregame coverage over on 106.7. The Fan with Charlie and Dave. Cade Cavalli with his second start this year after a great debut. After so many injuries and such a long road back, he'll take on, and they'll take on, the Nationals will, left-hander Bailey Falter. The last time the Nationals took on a left-hander, the final game of the Athletic Series, well, shut out on 3 hits. So we will see. James Wood, though, is coming back. He had a good weekend on Saturday and Sunday for the Nationals in San Francisco. Meanwhile, from the NFL, we just told you about Landon Dickerson, thought to be a meniscus injury, getting more opinions and more evaluation to determine what he needs to do and how long he might be sidelined. Was carted off last night during the Eagles' annual open practice at Lincoln Financial Field. Matthew Stafford did not practice today, as he was expected to, according to Sean McVay, after throwing a bunch of passes on Saturday. Stafford, again, was expected to be in uniform and practicing on Monday. He was not. He was in street clothes, still waiting to find out if there was any sort of setback. Alexander Mattison, now of the Miami Dolphins, formerly of the Minnesota Vikings, is out for the season with a neck injury. And how about this from college football? Kurt Warner's son, E.J. Warner, who played at Temple, is now at Fresno State, and he is their team starting quarterback again, for Fresno State. Texas, number one in the preseason AP Top 25 for the first time in their illustrious history. And that's what's trending.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Commanders didn't really tussle on Friday night. They better get stronger.
I'll give that like a 4.
And you killed I hit the post and you killed it. You ducked it down.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know you wanted me to keep going.
I wanted you to be in sync with me as I was brilliant in hitting the post.
I say 4 out of 5. Sometimes you don't have to do much. You just let the song breathe. You know, with this good quality music that I always play.
But the point being is that I hit the post and then you ducked it down, AMAC. You play a great return. I hit it out of the park and then you just squash it. What am I going to do with you? He's looking at me like he's going to absolutely kill me.
No, never. Not violent.
All right. The Commanders have to get bigger, better, stronger, faster, quicker, better tackling, all of that. You got to stop dropping so many damn passes. Here's what they're going to do. We've touched on this a little bit, but according to all the reporters that were there at Command Land today, which was during our show, Dan Quinn announced that he split the team in two. That's right. The Commanders are no longer one. They are no longer one brotherhood. Instead, they are divided. They are separate. What do we mean by that? Well, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. It will be Team Burgundy versus Team Gold. They will play a simulated game, a simulated inter-squad scrimmage tomorrow morning. Basically playing out the second quarter of a game so that you get the end of half game situations that coaches always want to work on. And what they're doing, in addition to splitting the roster, is they're splitting coaches, strength coaches, and I guess personnel as well. I would presume Cliff Kingsbury is going to be a head coach for one team, Dan Quinn for the other. I don't know. Don't have details on that. But they're splitting the team, including coaches and even strength coaches, according to reporters that were there. Burgundy and Gold tomorrow morning, 9 a.m.
When you say strength coaches, does this mean that they're going to be lifting separately too?
No. It just basically means like Chad Englehart, who's like the lead strength and conditioning coach, is going to be like in charge of basically the Burgundy team, I guess. Maybe as they warm up.
Got you.
Okay. And then the Gold team is going to be whoever the assistant strength. I
just didn't know like what they were going to be in charge
of. I assume that's what they mean.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I assume that's what they mean. So, because normally they would work out together after some periods of individual. They come together as a team. They stretch. They loosen up. Get ready for practice. What have you? And normally the strength coaches would just be walking around the whole team. So I presume what they're going to have is one team on the back practice field, one team on the front practice field, and they're going to be stretching, loosening up, warming up separately. With the idea, and I mean, I guess maybe wearing different color jersey. I mean, if you're calling them the Burgundy versus Gold, you can't have everybody in a burgundy and white practice jersey, which is what we normally see, right?
Yeah. I hope they do like a schoolyard draft. I know that's probably going to take a while because you have more than 54 people right now on the roster. But I hope that they do like Jaden Daniels, Bobby Wagner. They watch film and then they get up there and they just pick.
Ooh, I like this. I didn't think about this.
And then that way the people who get picked last, they're like, oh, shoot, I need to play better.
So what you're saying is like it would be instead of Team Burgundy, it would be like Team Jaden. Instead of Team Gold, it would be like Team Bobby. And they would just, you know, like we used to do, well, like I used to do in high school, where you desperately, like you said, did not want to be picked last.
Yeah.
And you considered it a tremendous compliment if you were picked first, if you were not a team captain, right? Yeah. Which, okay, that makes sense. I don't know if they're going to do it that way. There was no indication of that. My guess is they're going to try and create two relatively equal teams. Like, my guess would be, for instance, I'm trying to think. If Deebo Samuel is on one team, you probably have – who else is a good wide receiver? Oh, wait, they don't have any.
That was a 7 out of 10 right there.
But you probably won't have, like, for instance, Mike Sanristil and Marshawn Lattimore on the same team. But you would have, I would presume, Trey Amos and either Sanristil and Lattimore on one team. I don't know how they're going to do it. We'll just have to wait and see. Try and cover it. I'll be there. Try and figure it out then if I don't figure it out before. All right. Before we waste any more time, Josh Connerly Jr., after his first NFL preseason game, how did he come out of it? How did he look? And what does he think moving forward? My conversation with him from after Sunday's practice.
All right, here with Josh Connerly Jr., the first-round pick for the Washington Commanders. First game in the books in New England. Looked good from what I saw live. Looked good from some of what I've seen on tape. How do you feel it worked out for you?
Yeah, I feel like it was solid. Couple plays I want back personally, but obviously, I feel like I put myself feel solid, but as a team, honestly, it just wasn't up to the standard that we wanted to be. And, you know, my individual performance doesn't matter if we don't perform well as a team. So.
Why do you think things worked out the way they did? I mean, nobody wants to use excuses, but you guys are playing with 30 players that are on your roster that obviously aren't in uniform.
Yeah.
Is that the number one reason, or was it just not able to get into a flow on third down early, at least on offense?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like all three phases, we just weren't playing up to the standard that we could, and you know that's why we're out here, we're getting better, and we already went through it, and we're leaving that back there and focusing on next week.
How does the body feel?
Good.
Yeah, good. So for you, I mean, I saw one clip of you climbing to the second level and just blowing somebody up. I saw another clip of obviously you holding your block, I think, on a bill run to the right, if I'm mistaken. Like, I know you said individual performance doesn't matter because of the way the team is, but what did you learn a lot in the game, or was that about what you expected?
I mean, obviously, going against the guys I go against in practice every day, it was kind of a little bit less than what I expected. But overall, like, we still all just fighting to get better every day. So.
You guys played a quick pace at Oregon, obviously.
Yes. I mean,
how much does that help when you come over here and Cliff likes to run a lot of natural tempo?
Hey, it just helps me out even more, you know what I mean? And that was the whole message at Oregon, is that we're going to get you ready for the league, and here I am.
And you feel that was an easier transition than if you had run more of a traditional offense in college and then come over here and run more quick game. Right.
So I feel like it's just a change of like your mindset, and then I also feel like your conditioning.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be conditioned to run your play, get up back on the line, and go. You know what I mean? So I feel like playing in that for 3 years. And then coming here, and it's just, you know, it's just like another day.
How hard has it been to kind of build a rhythm when you and Andrew were kind of substituting and rotating, but now Andrew's kind of playing more at left guard with BC out? Like, has it been easier to build a little bit more of a rhythm? Or
yeah, it definitely has. You know, I feel like all the reps are just starting to stack up and continuing to just build it and build it and build it, you know.
I mean, if you had to play week one against the Giants in 3 days, you feel like you would be ready to go for 60, 65 snaps, no problem, right?
Oh, I'd have to. You know what I mean? If that's what I'm put there to do, then of course.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Double checking. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, that is Commanders first-round rookie right tackle Josh Connerly Jr. joining us. Appreciate him making some time because he had done two or three before I got to him. And it was warm. It was warm by the end of practice yesterday, which started at 2 o'clock, which I found out about way too late, which you're going to hear about in just a couple of minutes as we wrap up shop. Dum-dum of the day, straight ahead right here on the Team 980, and we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come and join us, baby. All right. We've made an executive decision. We have co-dum-dums of the day. Actually, three. Yes. Number one, you're listening to him. Me! So let me just tell you. I'm not the most organized person in the world. I think everybody that knows me can attest to that. I thought practice yesterday started at 9 a.m., I was out with good friends on Saturday night, a little bit late. I was going hard with Diet Cokes, but it was a little bit late for my bedtime. And I kept thinking, man, that's going to suck to have to wake up at 7:30. You know, you got to shower. You got to get all the way over to Ashburn, try and be there for 8:30 when DQ starts to talk, beat the traffic. So I show up, of course, late, or what I presumed was late. At 8:45, they're parking cars, but it's light. It's sparse. I'm thinking, where is everybody? So I walk up through security. I don't see any players on the field. To my right, I look and I'm like, where are they? Oh, there's music banging from the bubble, from the dome, the new fancy dome. Game. To my left, they must be inside for whatever reason. DQ taking it easy on the boys. I go over to the dome. I go through the revolving doorway. There's nobody there either. Only for a staffer to come meet me on my way out, confused as hell, to tell me that, well, practice doesn't start until 2 o'clock. I was there at 8:50. Does that count?
I think that, like, also concerning is that it seems like you were just wandering around on the premises, like, unchecked and un...
Yeah, I didn't know where anybody was. That's... I mean, I had my media badge
okay,
on.
Okay, you had your media badge. Yeah. Okay, I was just wondering, like, how safe is this place?
Oh, like, meaning, you know, anybody could come?
Yeah,
and, like... Well, I mean, listen, you know, sometimes, you know, things weirdly happen around there. I'll just say that. Sometimes you show up 6 hours early for practice. She said, you can go down to the tent if you want. I said, whoa, I don't have my computer with me. I'm a lot early. I have no food, nothing to drink. This is going to be problematic. So I went home instead. And I came back. Dum-dum. And then the second one, the real ones. How about Xavier Leggett, whatever the hell his name is? And Rayshon Jenkins. What did I butcher it? I know I butchered it.
Y'all.
Xavier Leggett of the Carolina Panthers and Rayshon Jenkins of the Cleveland Browns ejected Friday night in the Shador Sanders Bowl for throwing punches at each other and trading blows. I've seen the video from the side behind the line of scrimmage. Just looked like a tussle, two hotheads going at it. Not liking what one did to each other, and they just started throwing punches. So much for that theory that I had last Wednesday. Oh, well, the joint practices are good for fights because the fights never really happen during the games. Oops. Well, that didn't last very long, huh? Eh? Xavier Leggett and Rayshon Jenkins, they deserve to get suspended. Don't make the NFL, which already looks like a clown show a lot of times on its own, don't make the NFL look even worse. We don't need any of that. We don't need any macho man. We need good, civilized young men. That's what we need. And that, boys and girls, children of all ages, is our co-dum-dums of the day. You ever show up 5.5 hours early for something? That's not a comforting feeling. Not a comforting feeling. It's a pretty dumb feeling. That would be like if I showed up at 7:30 in the morning for this show. I mean, I've come in early to tape stuff. I don't know if I've ever been in that early. That's not a good thing. All right, thanks to AMAC on the other side of the glass. As always, a great job. Thanks to Josh Connerly Jr. for his time yesterday. Hope you enjoyed that little interview. And thanks to you guys who called and listened and participated and yelled at me on Twitter and all that good stuff. Tomorrow, we'll be back together at 1 o'clock after this burgundy and gold scrimmage thing. We'll see how that plays out, and we'll see who we can rally to the cause to come and join Rooster on the radio after practice. Craig Hoffman is coming up next. He'll take you through and home on a Monday afternoon. Have a great Monday. Enjoy. Adios.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.